Hello, my friend. Today we're diving into a peaceful story called The Cozy Christmas Cottage. This meditative tale is designed to help you relax and unwind. You can listen to it whenever you need a moment of serenity in your day. So find a comfortable spot, take a deep breath in and out, and let's begin our soothing adventure together. I took a deep breath, feeling the crispness of the air filling my lungs. Snow crunched softly beneath my boots with each step, and I smiled as the sound mingled with the quiet stillness of the forest around me. The world was blanketed in white, the evergreens standing tall with their branches weighed down by soft pillows of snow. It was the kind of quiet that makes you feel both small and safe, like the world has paused just for you. The sun was beginning to dip below the horizon, casting the snow in shades of soft pink and gold. My cheeks tingled from the cold, but I pulled my scarf a little tighter and kept walking. I wasn't in any hurry. This path, winding gently through the forest, felt like its own kind of destination. Then I saw it, a soft golden light flickering through the trees. At first, I thought it might be the sun reflecting off the snow, but as I walked closer, the light grew warmer and steadier. Nestled between the pines stood a beautiful cottage. Its roof was steep, covered in a thick blanket of snow, and a thin ribbon of smoke curled up from the stone chimney. The sight stopped me in my tracks. It was as if the cottage had always been there, waiting patiently for someone to discover it. The windows glowed with the promise of warmth, their glass adorned with frost that spread across the surface like intricate lace patterns, catching the light like crystal. I stepped off my path, my heart quickening with a quiet anticipation, as if I were about to discover something truly magical. The wooden porch creaked softly under my boots as I climbed the steps. The door, a rich oak with an iron handle, was slightly ajar. I hesitated for a moment, then gently pushed it open. Warmth spilled out, wrapping around me like a soft blanket. Inside, the room glowed with the light of a crackling fire. The scent of pine and wood smoke filled the air, mingling with something sweet, gingerbread perhaps. From a small vintage radio on a shelf, a soft Christmas melody played quietly, barely audible, as if someone had forgotten to turn it off. I stepped in slowly, as if I might disturb the peace of this perfect little space. The cottage was cozy, with wooden beams running across the ceiling and walls lined with shelves filled with books and trinkets. In the corner, a Christmas tree stood tall, its branches adorned with twinkling lights and delicate ornaments. A strand of popcorn garland spiraled around it, and at the very top sat a golden star, slightly tilted, as if placed there by a gentle hand. I took a step closer to the fire, my boots sinking into a thick, soft rug. By the fireplace, a large armchair beckoned, draped with a plush blanket that seemed to have been warmed by the flames. A small table beside the chair held a steaming mug, its contents swirling with the sweet, spicy aroma of a gingerbread latte. A plate of gingerbread cookies sat next to it, their edges dusted with sugar like freshly fallen snow. It felt as though this space had been waiting for me. I slipped off my boots and settled into the chair, letting the blanket drape over my shoulders. The cushions embraced me, and I exhaled deeply, feeling the tension of the day melt away. I picked up the mug of gingerbread latte, wrapping my hands around it to soak in its warmth. The first sip was perfect, rich and creamy, with warming notes of ginger and holiday spices. It sent a wave of comfort through me, warming me from the inside out. The fire crackled softly, its flames dancing and casting golden shadows on the walls. I leaned back, letting myself sink deeper into the chair, and let my eyes wander around the room. On a shelf near the window, a snow globe caught my eye. It was small and delicate, with a wooden base carved with tiny snowflakes. Inside, a little winter village stood still and serene, its rooftops dusted with snow. I reached over and picked it up, cradling it in my hands like a precious treasure. Giving it a gentle shake, I watched as the snow inside swirled and danced, glittering in the firelight. For a moment, it felt as though I were looking into another world, one that mirrored the peaceful scene that surrounded me. The snow settled slowly, and I found myself smiling. The tickling of a clock on the mantel caught my attention, a soft, rhythmic sound that blended seamlessly with the crackling fire and the gentle hum of the room. It was the kind of sound that anchors you, reminding you to breathe, to savor the moment. I closed my eyes for a moment, letting the warmth of the fire and the softness of the armchair envelop me. My mind felt light, unburdened, as if all my worries drifted away. Time seemed to stretch in this little cottage, each moment lingering like the scent of cinnamon in the air. Then I opened my eyes and glanced out the window. Snow was falling again, large, fluffy flakes drifting lazily from the sky. They gathered on the windowsill, glistening like tiny stars. The world outside felt distant, as if this moment were set apart, a quiet pocket of time carved out just for me. I reached for one of the gingerbread cookies, its edges perfectly crisp, and took a bite. The sweetness melted on my tongue, and for a moment I felt like a child again, savoring the simple joy of a holiday treat. A soft melody from the radio was still playing in the background. So faint, it seemed to come from the walls themselves. It was gentle like a lullaby, blending perfectly with the quiet hum of the room. I leaned back in the chair, my eyes wandering back to the snow globe on the table. I picked it up once more and gave it another gentle shake, watching as the snow swirled around the tiny village. I imagined what it might be like to live there, in that quiet, snowy world where time seemed to stand still. As the snow settled again, I realized how peaceful I felt. It was a kind of calm that felt rare, as if I had tapped into something deep and timeless. I let myself linger in that feeling, savoring it like that last sip of that warm drink. Eventually, I knew it was time to leave, but the thought didn't fill me with sadness. The cottage, this moment of stillness and warmth, felt like something I could carry with me. It wasn't just a place, it was a feeling, one I could return to whenever I need it. I stood and wrapped the blanket around my shoulders for one last moment, letting its softness linger against my skin. As I stepped back into the porch, the cold air greeted me like an old friend. I looked back at the cottage, its windows glowing softly against the snowy forest. With one last deep breath, I turned and began to walk back along the path, my steps light and unhurried. The snow continued to fall, and the world felt calm, as if it were holding its breath in perfect harmony. And though I left the cottage behind, I knew I'd never really left. The warmth, the stillness, the quiet joy, it was all there, tucked safely in my heart, waiting for me to return. Thank you for joining me today on this calming journey. Until next time, take good care and Merry Christmas.